to your radio apostle right here on KPRO, Inspirational Radio, 1570 AM on your dial. Call a family member or friend back here in California or back east and tell them to tune in or log in on our radio internet gospel programming. Yes, just log on to www.kpro1570.com Monday through Friday evening at 5 p.m. Yes, call a friend and let them know that we are promoting our internet programming throughout the country. And you can also support us and support our program by writing to Brother Moore at James Moore, 1923 Glow Point, G-L-O-W Point, San Jacinto, California. That is San and then Jacinto, J-A-C-I-N-T-O, California, 92582. Or you can call Brother Moore at 951-318-2371. We want to thank you very much for your love offerings and donations to our ministries. God bless you.
St. Matthew chapter 16.
Who do men say that I am?
Look at verse number 13. Everybody standing that can stand. Everybody bring out your word. Let everybody stand that can stand. Amen. Everybody stand that can stand. I know a lot of young people sitting
praise
out
the Lord,
there not
we are
crippled.
Getting right into the
Amen.
Word today because we have, praise the Lord, we have a very important subject matter that a lot of people need to know about today. Who do man say that I am? There's a lot of people that are still mixed up on the identity of Jesus Christ himself. We'll be coming out of St. Matthew's today, chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. God bless you.
He asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist. Some say you are Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? You may be seated. I'm going to speak to you from the theme today. Look at your neighbors and tell them, ask them, who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is? And there's a lot of conflicted information and identifying who Jesus was. Matter of fact, his own disciples was a little confused. Now they knew that he was Mary's baby. They knew that he was the son of Joseph. They knew that. But they did not know truly that they was with God. They didn't understand that. When Jesus began to reveal this, they called him a blasphemer. When he began to say words like, if you see me, you've seen the Father. That's reason God is adamant about people calling man Father. See, there's not but one Father and Lord of all, and that's God himself. And he gets kind of upset when we begin to call a human Father when there's only one Father and God of all. His name is Jesus. Amen? All right. We're gonna mess with you a little bit here. get you a little shook up and have you walking out, going home a different way.
All right.
Amen.
Okay, that's okay.
Huh?
That's all right.
But whom do you say Jesus is? Let's take a little look at this verse here, and we stopped at number 15. Verse 16 said, "And Simon answered, said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, it went on to say, Peter, there's no way you could have understood or spoke those words apart from the Holy Ghost. See, because the Holy Ghost come to bring the truth and give you the enlightenment on everything. The Holy Spirit in you does that. And Jesus was telling him, you couldn't have said that apart from the Holy Spirit. That's how we all learn to know and come to know, by way of God's Holy Spirit. Whom do you say Jesus is? And I come today to ask you that direct question, because all of us, before we leave this earth, got to come to know him for ourselves. Mother can't do it. Father can't do it. Sister or brother can't do it. We got to know him for ourselves. What happened in the Garden of Eden? Satan is a great deceiver. And in that garden, he deceived Adam and Eve. There was an opportunity for eternal life in the flesh on this earth that God first ordained. Man lived 969 years. It was on their way. But that old devil in the garden deceived the first two human beings and broke God's promise of eternal life on this earth. They went into disobedience and broke God's promise for humanity. Brought sin upon every human being that will ever be conceived. Every human being that was born after that tragic accident in the garden was born into sin. So when you hear Jesus say, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
We can't do it on our own. So God had to correct and rectify the mistake that was made by Adam and Eve that brought condemnation on all of us. All of us are sinners saved by grace today. But there had to be a sacrifice.
That's right.
In order for God to redeem us, there had to be a sacrificial lamb. Now God looked around and he couldn't find nobody in heaven are on this earth capable or able to die for another human being.
All right.
Couldn't find not one. None of us. We wasn't holy enough. We wasn't sanctified enough. We wasn't glorified enough. We was not perfect enough. We wasn't justified enough. We wasn't godly enough to lay down and die for another human being. So God himself created a body. And called himself Jesus.
Oh, watch out. Watch out.
The only one that was able to rectify and redeem the problem. Got in a body, came down into this earth. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'm going to come back. To redeem man that had lost touch with God.
Amen.
That's the reason we ask the person a question. Whom do you say Jesus is? Now, there's many gods, the Bible says, on this earth. The little G God, called Satan, that is roaming in the earth today, still trying to deceive many. So there's two voices that you might be hearing from time to time. The Holy Spirit and the evil spirit. Satan is always confusion, and he's always tempting you. See, you and I will not be perfect till we see Jesus. So Satan has an opportunity to always tempt us along the way. Like, you're not saved. Oh, you had that thought, so God ain't gonna forgive you. You slip back into sin, so you're lost forever. And sometimes we wind up saying, well, since I'm lost, I won't go to church no more. I won't serve God anymore. That's the devil.
Yeah.
Once saved, you're always saved. There is a place for the backslider or the disobedient. And God said, I'm chasing those that I love.
Amen.
So if he saved you, he's going to chastise you. In other words, along the way, if we are disobedient, we're going to get into trouble with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
But whom do you say Jesus is? He's the only Savior. He's the only one that can truly bring eternal salvation.
Amen.
Who is Jesus? People are still wondering today. You see, this whole salvation arena works by faith in God. Faith and belief in God. Somebody say, well, what if I serve him and I get there and find out he wasn't true? That's a thought. But what if you didn't serve him and got there and found out he was true? It's too late for you to do anything. We got to serve him now while the blood is running warm. We got to serve him now.
Yeah.
And it's all done by faith and belief that there is a God. And this holy word that will always lead us and guide us into all truth. You see, I know him by his power and authority. Yes, he is the great I am. Yes, he is. My friend, Jesus Christ is God in Christ.
You're listening to KPRO Inspirational Radio, 1570 AM on your dial. Right here with the Apostle Moore, your radio apostle. God bless.
Baptist Church was named after John the Baptist because of his baptism. These wise men that came along and founded these churches, and they had the truth with them. God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. Somebody turn to 2 Corinthians for me. Chapter 5, verse 19. Read it for me when you find it. 2 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. Second Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 19. Read loud. Read loud for me. God in Christ, reconciling the world back to who is Jesus? And more. That's the key I want to get at. Son of God. And more. Not just the Son of God. There's more to it than that now. Huh? We're going to reveal scripture to you to let you know who he really is. God in Christ. Yes. Christ died for the ungodly. You and I. While we were yet sinners. Turn to Matthew, Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and 8. I like to just have you just examine scripture rather than Brother Moore just quoting scripture.
All right.
It's powerful either way, but when you see it for yourself, it turns a new light on.
Amen.
I
like that.
Read when you find it. Romans 5. Talking about how Christ died for the ungodly, you and I. Go ahead.
For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. He's amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at here. I know him in his humanity. So I'm applying this to I because I met Jesus on my master's road. I found out who he was when that accident happened to me. I found out who Jesus really was when I met him myself on my master's road. Somebody turn to St. John. Chapter 1. Verse 1. St. John chapter 1, verse 1. Somebody read. Any of you preachers up here, read for me.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, is God.
Hold it. Read that again. Somebody didn't understand you.
All right. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Who is the Word?
God.
Yeah. All right. Let me. Okay, God is truth. But there's another name that goes with that. See, I like to use God and Jesus interchangeably to let you know that there's no difference between the two. Who is God?
Jesus.
You don't believe it, huh? Go to verse 14.
All right.
You just said who he was. Read verse 14 for me.
And the Word became flesh.
Wait a minute.
And dwelt among us.
What?
And we beheld his glory.
Who is Jesus?
The Word.
He's God.
The Bible said,
in the beginning he was there.
Yeah.
Amen. In the beginning he was.